So we didn't get to this yesterday on the show, but somebody texted in. They're like, hey, Carson and Kennedy, what do you think the song of the summer is? And I started thinking for a minute. I was like, you know, that's a great question because I don't know. I don't know that we've had one. I was looking like at the list.
Like all of the stuff that we're playing is kind of like sad and a little maudlin or just quiet. Like it's not like a banger.
2019 song of the summer.
I got the horses in the back.
I mean, it was a phenomenon.
Yeah, it really was.
Lil Nas X was everywhere. Billy Ray Cyrus is everywhere.
Completely restarted his career.
Just breaking records.
Yeah.
Like, we'll never forget that song of the summer. Bad Guy was also that summer. Great song, but not the song of the summer. 2021, Kennedy. You're going to love this one.
Oh, yes.
BTS, Butter.
Yes.
The K-pop of it all.
Well, they're coming back, too.
Yep. 2022, as it was from Harry Styles. I mean, Harry Styles was just everywhere.
That really was
year.
The summer.
Last year was kind of interesting because it was actually three songs that could have been Song of the Summer. Because I had Some Help from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I feel like that was it.
You had a bar song, Tipsy.
Oh, there's that.
And you had Not Like Us from Kendrick Lamar. So, I mean, last year there was...
Sure.
So what is it this year? It's 617-655-1234. Katie's from Salem. What do you think? What is your Song of Summer?
Okay, so for all the parents out there, it's basically anything from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Mm.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it, you should.
No, no. I know it's huge. That's on Netflix, right?
Netflix. You can do Golden, Idol,
right?
Anything.
Yeah, I know it's popular, but it's not. It hasn't So the thing for a Song of the Summer is everybody has to know about it. Like,
yeah,
grandma
no matter what
has
kind
to know
of music
about
you
it.
Like, yeah, no matter how old you are.
Right.
Well, they're breaking BTS records right now. So
wow, I'm gonna go listen.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, Katie.
No problem.
Bye. Lynn from Gloucester. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What are you thinking for Song of the Summer?
Messy by Lola Young.
Oh, I do like that song.
That's a sweet song. That is a sweet song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I like it.
That song has grown on me quite a lot.
Yeah. But does everybody know that song?
I feel like it's that one song that you don't know what it's called or who sings it, but it comes on and you're like, you know the one that goes, and end up so messy? Kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I like it. I hear you.
All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Pink Pony Club is fun, too. Thank you.
What about Pink Pony Club?
Rachel from Billerica, you wanted to say Pink Pony Club, right?
Hey, yeah, it's definitely Pink Pony Club, and I want to tell you why. There's a fantastic band that plays on the Cape called the Boston Naturals, and if you haven't seen them, you're missing out. And this summer, they've been playing Pink Pony Club, and their crowd ranges from kids in their 20s who are with their parents, and there's people in their 70s, and every single person in the club is singing that song. And if they don't know it by the beginning, they know it by the end.
Ah,
and so that's the
interesting.
Song of the summer.
No,
I like it.
I agree with you that song has transcended generations. The only issue I have with it being the Song of the Summer is that it was released in 2023.
We did not play that song in 2023.
I understand that. But it was released in...
But that's the way summer songs work, though.
But we started playing it in 2024.
Well, sometimes things take a little while to get where they're going.
So you can't be the Song of the Summer of 2025 if the song has been out for 2 years, is my issue with that.
Sure you can, because it wasn't popular until now.
Mm.
It wasn't in people's ear holes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm with Kennedy. It became in people's ear holes in the summer of 2025.
There
it is.
There it is. I don't think I knew the song till then.
All right. Thank you,
friend.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, good morning, Allison.
Hey, good morning, Carson.
Song of the Summer, what do you have?
That song, I think it's called I'm Here for Someone Else.
Benson
when
Boone.
He goes into the bar and the girl he used to be with,
Benson
he sees
Boone.
But he's not there for her.
I feel like it's a great Blink U song. But I don't
love
think it's Song of the Summer.
No, I don't love the song because it made me cry the first time I heard it. I felt so badly for the girl.
My dear.
But it has a really good beat.
Song of the Summer should make you want to roll down your windows, get to the beach, pop open some cocktails with your girls, and shake it. Yeah. That song ain't it.
True.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, I have the Song of the Summer, Kennedy.
Let's hear it. No, absolutely not. No. The jury has said not guilty. No.
All right, I would like to say this is the song of the summer.
Yep.
I think this is it for me.
I concur.
I think this has all the vibes of a summer party.
When it came out, it made me so happy. I was vibing all the time.
Everybody, I think you go to any party.
I'd love to hear it.
All generations, they know it.
All right, done.
All right, we have made the decision.
We're all done.
Nobody else has made the decision.
Everything.
We have made the decision here this morning.
Yeah.
Rosé and Bruno Mars, APT,
done.
Song of the Summer,
done.
2025.
Check.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy.